I never think about party affiliation. Is he conservative or liberal? I just don't. When I speak to John, generally it's how can I help you or how can you help me? And at the end of the day, how are we helping people? I think really that's kind of his mantra. I think in his personal life and in his political life, they all become one and the same. You got to hop in a truck with him someday as he's knocking on doors to make sure people have heat. It's real. It's not phony. It's real cool. It was a real pleasure to see him win last night. I was actually blown away. I don't think he was. I just don't. The surprise to me was the vote from the Philly area, which, by the way, he knew was coming. I'm clueless. I'm a clueless idiot. He is not. Congratulations, man. Must feel good.
It feels good. I just want to say how grateful I am to all of your listeners for their support. And to you for having me on. I love Allegheny County. You know, like Allegheny County came in so big for us. Yep. Last night. I felt so much love, and I just want to communicate how grateful I am to everybody. I don't want to sound corny or whatever, but I really feel like the luckiest guy alive. You know, so thank you, everybody.
Hey, a couple questions, and I'll let you go. I know you're busy. So a couple things jump out at me. My wife asked me this. How are you, and I kind of asked you, how do you make a job that has been historically insignificant, kind of a ribbon cutter, how do you make it significant, John?
Well, I think it's a matter of utilizing what the office can encompass, and Lieutenant Governor is an important role, and whether it's mayor of a small town that a lot of people have written off, I like to think we have a good example of doing just that, and I think it's a really important role, and I think it's important that the governor has a really strong partner that he or she can turn to help get some important things done, and really be a voice and an advocate and a champion for places like Braddock and places like the Valley and places all throughout Western Pennsylvania that need to have that voice in Harrisburg and remind everybody, look, these places gave it all, and they deserve to be invested in, and they deserve to be cared for, and that's one of the things I hope to accomplish if I'm lucky enough to be your next lieutenant governor.
Hey, this is not difficult to see what's going to happen. This is going to be really nasty. Scott Wagner's going to get nasty fast. You're not a nasty talk kind of guy. How are you going to manage that?
Well, I think because we have the truth, and we have facts, and we have the people on our side, and I think we have the general welfare of all Pennsylvanians first and foremost. And as long as you have that, I think we're going to be okay. I've never run a negative campaign. I never will run a negative campaign. And if you'd rather talk about negative, that means you'd rather not talk about the issues, and you'd rather not talk about your record and what you've done. I'm proud to be able to go on to be a partner for Governor Wolf to make sure I do everything that I can in my own small way to make sure he wins a second term as governor.
Hardly anything you do is small, sir. But let's a question that's actually very pertinent from one of my close friends who's also a journalist. He says, Billy says, many of my friends in Northeast PA, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, they love you. How did you reach them? How did you reach those folks, sir?
Well, we were able to go up on television, and our ads kind of communicate a story, and we spent a lot of time in Northeast Scranton. In fact, Northeast PA. In fact, that was
nice.
One of our last campaign stops. We were in north of Scranton on Sunday evening. We went to a couple events and didn't get in till 2 o'clock in the morning on Monday because our philosophy in this campaign, Marty, has been every county matters all across Pennsylvania. And if you look at the counties we won all across Pennsylvania, I like to think that message resonated because all these places do matter. And I want to be that advocate for all these amazing communities and places across Pennsylvania. And I would consider it a great honor if I'm lucky enough to be your next lieutenant governor.
All right. And by the way, a blind man could see you have an amazing partner like I do. Our wives are just unbelievably strong leaders themselves. I just feel as if she has a big role in everything you do, and it's what makes you.
Marty, she's so much better than I am. Yeah. I, I, uh, I've said this before. I said, you know, our campaign only has the last name on it because she could take over at any time and make a and do a better job of it than I that I ever could. So I'm like you. You and I have talked about this privately. You know, we both count ourselves as incredibly lucky to have these two amazing women in our lives, and I'm grateful every day. I truly am.
Hey. Couple folks want to know a couple of things. Are you going to buy a suit? A couple guys are texting me this. Are you going
to
buy a suit?
Marty, I got two suits. I've sent you a picture of me in a suit.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And you weren't at a funeral home. Yeah. And
no. Exactly. Yeah. So I, you know, it's not my first choice of an outfit, but at the end of the day, I do have a suit, Yeah, the commitment is to the community that I represent, and the commitment is to the communities all across Pennsylvania that I'm proud to be able to carry their flag for, and that's what means everything to me. So.
Hey, one of my cop friends said, a quick tip, Lieutenant Governor, quick tip, don't berate the Pennsylvania State Police who are serving you. Uh-oh, Mr. Stack learned that the hard way. John Fetterman, it's a pleasure, my man. We'll see you along the road here.
Marty, you've always been a great friend, and I'm so grateful for that. And I just again want to thank everybody listening. Thank you all. Thank Allegheny County for so much love. I love you, Allegheny County. And I don't want to get all mushy and sentimental here, but you guys are the best. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Talk to you again. We'll see you.